It's just before lunchtime at Mount Hermon Exceptional Student Center. In Miss Debbie Cappell's third and fourth grade class, students are gathered in a circle, reviewing the color green.
Two girls that wore green today. But you know what?
The children are in wheelchairs. Most of them have difficulty moving on their own. Some can't see, others can't hear. A boy sitting in the center is both deaf and blind, but they're all required to take the Florida alternate assessment.
Our population is among the most severely and profoundly disabled students in the district. We have kids who have multiple and complex medical, intellectual, physical disabilities.
Right now, they're taking the exams. Many times that involves multiple testing sessions with each student. Last year, teachers calculated just how much time the school dedicated to the tests.
It took the equivalent of 8.3 weeks to administer the alternate assessment to our kids.
Remember, many of the students at Mount Hermon are just learning to move and eat solid foods. Teacher Diane Mitchum has spent the last few weeks administering the tests.
You know, it's embarrassing for me to admit it, but there were 10th grade concepts that I had to go and look up. If I had to go look it up to explain it to my student who had never heard this concept before and probably never would hear that concept, then we've gone way overboard.
Under state and federal law, all special needs students must take statewide assessments. But recently, the testing mandate came under fire following news of an Orlando mother's fight to get an exemption for her 11-year-old brain-damaged son. 11-year-old Ethan Radisky passed away on February 7th, but his story led legislators to introduce bills in the House and Senate making it easier for severely disabled students to get an exemption from the exams. It hits very close to home for UNF professor Chris Gabbard.
For a small percentage of the students who qualify to take the FAA, they should be just exempted because there's no test that would be meaningful. And that was the case of my son.
His son, August, suffered from severe brain damage, blindness, and paralysis. He would have turned 15 on Wednesday, but he passed away last October. Gabbard says August and others like him are the children that most people never see and school officials often overlook.
When they think of disability, they think of maybe a kid with Down syndrome, or they think of autism, which has got a high visibility. They might think of dyslexia or ADHD. They don't think of kids who have to be strapped into a wheelchair because they can't sit up, who can't see, who can't speak.
In an emailed response to WJCT, Florida Department of Education spokesperson Joe Follick noted that the state is required under federal law to administer these tests. He said the department understands the difficult situation some teachers and parents face and will always do its best to help in unique situations. Duval School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says the state can and should make changes. This year, the district administered its own interim exams to students. But after hearing from teachers, Vitti says the district plans to make adjustments next year.
It's a matter of being sympathetic and empathetic to the issue, and then being problem solvers to adjust it to make sense for students and teachers and parents.
The testing bill, named the Ethan Radisky Act, is making its way through the House K-12 subcommittee. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.